another session of the School of Thought Lunch and Learn. Today's topic is the shift in entrepreneurship. When you step into entrepreneurship, you're not just starting a business, you're boarding a ship. And that ship is a relationship between you and your vision, you and your product, you and your service, and the marketplace. Just like any relationship, entrepreneurship demands commitment, honesty, and communication. You have to learn how to listen not only to your customers, but also the feedback from your mentor, coach, or investor gives you. If your product doesn't taste right, if your brand name doesn't connect, don't take it personal, take it purposeful. Go back into the lab, not to defend your ego, but to develop your excellence. Correction is not rejection, it's construction. The principle of life says that no correction feels good in the moment, but in the end, it produces peaceable fruit. Every correction you receive is a brick that builds your better vision or better product. Now, here's the role of constructive criticism. Every great product, every great idea, and every great leader is shaped by critic. As an entrepreneur, you must develop what I call entrepreneur ear, an ear that can hear correction without falling apart. Because not every feedback is an insult. Some are instructions. Some feedback meant to develop your product. Others are meant to develop your character. Ask yourself this question. Is this critic refining what I do, or is it reminding me who I am? Sometimes correction comes to upgrade your service. Other time, it comes to stretch your soul. You must discern the difference between refining and fire. Not all criticism is attack. Some are sparks meant to ignite you. You have to discern the difference. Here's another question you should ask yourself. Is the feedback meant for adjustment so I can grow? Or is it for affirmation to remind me to stand firm? Don't allow your offense to get in the way of your discernment. You'll know the difference by how it moves you. If it shakes you but doesn't destroy you, there's growth trying to happen. Fire doesn't just burn, it refines. And every entrepreneur must learn how to stand in the refining fire without losing form. This is when criticism becomes fuel. I'm gonna tell you a story. I remember when someone once told me, "You're not really an intercessor." That word crushed me. But that crush provoked me. Provoked me not to stop. But that was fuel. That fuel caused me to go deeper within me. To know that I know that I know that I am an intercessor. It sent me deeper into my purpose until I could stand strong in who I really am. That's what righteous fire does. It burns insecurity, not identity. Some criticism come to crush your confidence. Instead, use it as a fuel to confirm your life's calling, your purpose. The key is how you process it. If you take it as offense, you shrink. If you take it as wisdom, you expand. There's a principle of life story I want to share with you. It's about a woman who came to Yeshua. She asked for help, and Yeshua said, "The bread belongs to the children." Sound offensive? Now, most people would be offended. But this woman said, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." That's confidence under correction. She didn't back away. She stood her ground with humility in faith. Let me repeat that again. She stood her ground with humility and faith, not arrogance. And honestly, most of us would have. She understood the power of persistence, even when provoked. When Yeshua looked at her and said, "Woman, great is your faith." In business and in life, sometimes comments that feels like insults are really invitation to provoke your faith in what you carry or what you have to offer. Your takeaway from this episode will be this. When you face criticism, ask yourself, is this meant to build me or to refine my product, my service, my process, or my perceptions? Or is it meant to burn what's not serving me, to remove insecurity, fear, or doubt, and strengthen who I am and my service? Both are necessary for mastering. One criticism sharpens your product. Another strengthens your person. You need both to grow. When you step into entrepreneurship, expect storms. But remember, every storm teaches you to navigate better. Don't abandon the ship because of rough waters. Don't quit your vision because of resistance. Stay on board, adjust your sail, and let correction become your navigation. Let feedback guide you, not offend you. Let refinement be your rhythm, not rejection. And let wisdom be your wind and purpose your sail. Because a true entrepreneur doesn't just start a business, they learn how to captain their own transformation. Yes. Until next time, when you enter the entrepreneurship, check your ego at the dock and bring your humility and your willingness to grow. Shalom.